हरे कृष्णा। गोविंद आदि पुरुषम तमाम मंद वी आर नॉट गोइंग टू बी मिसलेड बाय एनीवन। वी सिंपली वॉच द ओरिजिनल पर्सन आदि पुरुष। गोविंद आदि पुरुषम तमाम भैया। केचित् केवलया भक्त्या वासुदेव परायणा अभं घुन्नन्ति काष्ठेन निहारम् इव भासः। Siddhartha Swami is giving a commentation in this connection that tasya api duskaratya mukhameva anya prasitamaha kechi ittanena evam muta bhakti pradhana vidola iti darshayati। केवलया तप आदि ही निरपेक्ष है। सिद्धार्थ स्वामी इज एक्सप्लेनिंग दिस वर्ड केवलया सिंपली बाय डिवोशन केवलया मतलब विदाउट बीइंग डिपेंडेंट ऑन अदर प्रोसेस। द अदर प्रोसेस इज यू हैव डिस्क्राइब तपसा ब्रह्मचर्येण samena damena by observing celibacy. I take for example celibacy. In this age, especially in this or that, all over the world, to remain a brahmachari is little difficult. One who can, it is very good, but it is difficult. The brahmacharya, by practicing celibacy, life of celibacy, even one has the intention, the association, the society is so much polluted that one cannot. It is very difficult. In bhakti yoga, it is not very strict that one has to observe celibacy strictly. He can marry. Marriage is allowed, but not for indulgence. But because a man requires a woman, or a woman requires a man, there is sacred marriage. This man and woman is educated that he or she is not this body. Therefore, advancement of this education will stop him for this bodily enjoyment. Just like eating us. We are eating, we are not fasting, we are eating. But we are eating just to maintain the body and soul together, not extravagant. Although we are a very nice place, Krishna Prasad, but we do not make any palatable dishes for enjoyment. We make all nice things for Krishna, and we take prasada. Therefore, the material effect of eating it does not act upon the devotees. So, therefore, Sukadeva Goswami says, by one stroke, kevalaya, without waiting for the austerity, undergoing severe penance, austerity, celibacy, controlling the mind, controlling the senses, and giving in charity, performing great sacrifices, becoming very truthful, clean, but without waiting for all these things, simply by one stroke accepting Krishna consciousness, one immediately ascends the highest position. There is ample proof in our society. They had never any austerity, penance, or celibacy, or they tried to control the senses and mind, or they gave any very big amount of charities, or they observed cleanliness, nothing of this sort. But immediately, simply by accepting Krishna consciousness, just see how they are nice. Practical proof. Now bring any yogi, any jnani, any person undergoing serious penance, and compare with these boys and girls. He'll fail. This is practical. Simply by accepting these devotional services, kevalaya bhakta, without waiting for the other penance. They're already under penance. They're already leading the life of celibacy. They have already controlled the senses. They have already controlled the mind. They're giving in charity. Whatever they have, they're giving to Krishna. Dhanina, Tyagina, thanks. They are giving their life. What to speak of money and other things? They are giving their whole life for Krishna. Otherwise, how this movement is improving? If I came here alone, still no Indian helping me, there are maybe one or two of my disciples. Others, there are so many Indians in this country, they are not helping me. But these boys, these girls, because they have come to the transcendental platform, they are helping me so nicely. Therefore the movement is going forward. This is practice. Kevalaya bhakta. Simply by taking to Krishna consciousness. Devotionals. It is just like I sometimes give example, the blacksmith method and the goldsmith method. The goldsmith, he has got a small hammer. And the blacksmith has a big hammer. Finished. So our is blacksmith method. We take the big hammer of bhakti yoga and finish all, everything. Okay? We won't have to undergo so many tuk-tuk-tuk-tuk. And there is no possibility. If I say, now we have to become completely a brahmacharya. You have to sit down in the forest and sit right angle and place your nose for 6 months. A wheel of follow. There is no possibility. This tuk-tuk method, there is no possibility. We have to get this hammer, blacksmith hammer, a Krishna consciousness, and immediate finish everything. This is Kali Yuga. Simply, one, who can do this? This one hammer finishing all sinful reaction. Who can do this? Vasudeva Parayama. Bhaktya Vasudeva Parayama. By devotional service, one has to become Vasudeva Purana. Devote your Lord Vasudeva. That's all. That is being taught here. How to become lover of Vasudeva. Oh. This prescribed my path that rise early in the morning, have our Mangala Arati, Kirtan, then Goga Arati, Kirtan, then go to the Sri Sankirtan, then come back, again Kirtan, again Arati, simply engaged in Vasudeva's service. That includes everything. All this austerity, penance, charity, and cleanliness, they're taking bath every day, three times. At least two times they're taking bath. Although, previous to this, perhaps weekly they were taking one bath. So how they have become? This is practical proof. Vasudeva Purana. Therefore, whole people of the world should be made Vasudeva Purana by the simple method of Krishna consciousness. And there will be all peaceful. It will become Vaikuntha. Otherwise, it is hellish. It has already become a hell, the whole world. And if you don't take to this Krishna consciousness, this hellish condition of life will simply make progress. In spite of all your education and economic development. That's a fact. Yeah. Those who are thoughtful, they should take this movement very seriously. They should try to understand what is the value of this movement. It is not that something manufactured by me or by my man. It is authority. Here it is said, Bhaktya Vasudeva Purana. Abhang dhunnanti kāsnena. They become able, quite competent, to cut down all sinful reactions. Simply by one method, kāsnena. How? Niharam iva bhāskara. Bhāskara means sun. As soon as there is sunrise, the mist or the fog immediately disappears. Many thousands of miles. People in the fall, they cannot run on railway, they cannot run on the aeroplanes. I have experienced yesterday, practically our plane was lost in the fog and high in the sky. And I've seen in the sea also, as soon as there is fog, when I was coming to a country and sea, the sea stopped and began to bubble, bow, 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 like that. But as soon as there is sun, these thousands of miles are fog immediately. The example is very nice. Niharam nivabhasa. So you try to make Krishna's sun rise in your heart. Krishna Surya Dhamma. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita it is said, Krishna is just like sun. Maya andhakar. And Maya, this illusory energy, it is darkness. Jaha Krishna taha nahi maya radhika. As soon as there is sun, Krishna, immediately darkness of maya disappears. So why not take this simple method? All maya disappears. Daivik ji, sāgunamai, mama maya suratpe. Otherwise, to surpass, to overcome this ocean of darkness, maya, is very difficult. Daivik ji, sāgunamai, mama maya duratpaya. Duratpaya, very, very difficult. For then how? Māme vada prapadante māyāme tāṁ tadante. Simply these people to surrender unto Krishna, God, all illusion, fog, maze will disappear. In this sense. And the method is very simple. Chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. The more you go on chanting, the fog within your heart, the clumsy darkness of many, many light, sinful activities will be cleared. Chitadat namaja. And everything will be seen very distinctly. What I am, what is God, what is this world, what is our interrelation, how I shall live in this world, and what is my next life. These things are not taught. Simply, how to manufacture something for sense activities. After all, it is sense activities. You may discover, the other day somebody was telling in Los Angeles that they have discovered an aeroplane which can run on speedily, but there is danger. As soon as the aeroplane will run on, there may be many windows here in the city, they will dismantle. So we are trying to create something for sense gratification. At the same time, side by side, we are creating so many inconveniences. In this way, our time is being wasted. Action and reaction. Action and reaction. There must be some reaction. Whatever you do, there must be reaction. And that reaction will be entrance. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Jagyanthe karma annatra karma bandhana. Either you do good work or bad work. If it is for sense gratification, then you will be entangled. But jagyanthe karma, if you do for Krishna, jagna, then you are free. So, this process recommended by Sukadeva Goswami, kivalaya bhakta. Take to devotional service, this Krishna consciousness, and everything, all other things will be automatically adjusted. Na tata bhagavan rajan puyeta tapoyadihi jatha krishna artita prana tat purusha nishivaya. Now he clearly summarizes. Na tata bhagavan. Bhagavan means one who is sinful. Everyone of us sinful, more or less. That's all. Otherwise, unless you are sinful, you don't get this material world. As soon as you are free from sinful life, then you are liberated, we are transferred to the spiritual world, and you get spiritual body. The whole process is how to cleanse ourselves from the contamination of our sinful life. That is material world. So here, Sukadeva Goswami says that Natata Bhagavan Rajan, my dear king, Rajan, is addressing the king, Rajan. Bhagavan, those who are sinful, Rajan, Natata Bhagavan Rajan Puyeta. Puyeta means becomes purify from contamination. Tapoyadihi. Tapoyadihi, tapo means this austerity. Beginning from austerity. Tapasa brahmachadina samayana damayana cha. As described, we have discussed. He says that one cannot be completely purified by executing this process of purificatory method. Not that. Maybe. Just like there are many examples. There are Durba, Vishwamitra Muni. He undergone all this tapasya. He was a kshatriya. He wanted to become a Brahmin. There was a quarrel between him and Rishi. So, he saw the extraordinary power of the rishi, and he wanted to become a Brahmin. So he began austerity. But he became also a victim of Manoka, the society girl of a heavenly planet. And being entangled, he got a child. In this way he became implicated, because he was not pure. So here it is said that even if you perform austerity, penances, the worldly circumstances are so implicated that it will involve you somewhere or other again into the material modes of nature. There are many instances. Many sannyasis, they give up this world. This is mitha or false. Let me take to Brahma. But again they become implicated to philanthropic welfare activities. If this world is false, why you are attracted to the welfare activities? If it is false, in your opinion, we say it is not false. Our philosophy is, we don't say that the world is false. We say the world is temporary. How it can be false? If God created this world, if God is true, how His creation can be false? We don't approve this philosophy. We accept that this is not false, but this is temporary. And because it is creation of God, because He is absolute truth, it is also true. Simply, we are seeing it otherwise. Just like I am claiming something within this world as my property. That is false. But this is someone's property that is bad. That is God's property. Ishavasam idam sattvam. Not that the property is false. Just like this house, this building, this nice room, it is so nicely decorated, there is electric light. If somebody says it is false, how it is false? It is not false. Why I shall say false? Why I shall discourage the persons who are using this room as for their devotional service, they are making progress? How we can say it is false? It is not false. The false is when I claim that this is my house, that is false. That is false. That my false popped up consciousness that I am the proprietor. I am the master. I am God. This is false. Just like first of all we want to become a proprietor, then master, then minister, then president, then God. When everything fails, then I am God. And the same tendency is there, that I want to become the greatest. But how can we be the greatest? God is greatest. You are always smallest. That is, that the smallest is thinking greatest, that is false. The smallness is not false, the greatness is not false. But when the small things are great, that is false. That is Maya. So long one is in Maya. Now our beginning is that we accept immediately the great and the small, the small. We understand from the Vedic literature, the mahato mahiyan, anoraniyam. Ano means atom. The atom, he is the Brahma or the spirit, is smaller than the atom. Anoraniyam, still smaller. and Mahato Mahiyan, and the greater than the greatest. We have the conception of the greatest, the sky. But Krishna saw that millions of skies were within his mouth. So therefore, Mahato Mahiyan. Actually, we, the living entities, we are part and parcel of God. But we are very minute quantity, infinite human. And God is infinite. So infinitesimal, our magnitude is, I have several times explained, 1/10,000 part of the tip of the hair. So you cannot even imagine with your material senses. Therefore, anoranya, smaller than the atom. The same thing, we are also spirit, and Krishna, or the Supreme Lord, is also spirit. Qualitatively, we are one. But we are the smallest, and he is the greatest. So we accept it immediately from the very information. Therefore, our position is safe. We do not falsely declare that I am God. Just to give proof that you are God, then claim that some rascal claims that he is God, another rascal, they accept that he is God. So God is not so cheap. God, as you get description from Brahma Sangita, jasyaika nishasita kala mathavalamma jivanti loma vilaja jagadandana. Many millions of universes are coming out from the exhaling of God, and again they are disappearing by inhaling. That is God. By simply breathing, millions of universes have been created, and millions of universes are being dissolved simply by inhaling. This is why. So how we can claim? So our, this unnecessary pop-top claim is not there. Therefore, we are already liberated. We don't have to seek for liberation. Liberation means to become liberated from these nonsense, false ideas. That is liberation. As soon as we think that I am this body, I am not liberated. And as soon as I know perfectly well that I am not this body, I am liberated. This knowledge gives liberation. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami says, prayacittam vimarsanam. To develop your knowledge, that will give you relief. So our knowledge is perfect, because we know that we are very small particle of spiritual spark. That is our constitutional position. And God is the supreme, the greatest spiritual identity. Eko bahunam vidadati kama. He is supplying all the necessities of the small spiritual spark. Because we know rightly, and as we are part and parcel of God, minute particles, therefore our duty is to serve God. Just like the finger is part and parcel of my body. The finger is not enjoyer. The body, or the chief place in the body, the stomach, is the enjoyer. Similarly, God is the center of all creation, the whole universal body. Therefore, He is enjoyer. We are servitor. So our conception is very clear. Therefore, we are liberated. Liberation means to become free from all false conception of life. That is liberation. Liberation does not mean that you have got now two hands And as soon as you are liberated, you will have 10 hands. No. Liberation means that you become free from all nonsensical, false conception of life. That is liberation. That is the definition given in the Srimad Bhagavatam, what is liberation. Mukti, hitya anatha rupam. Mukti means to give up anatha rupam, as we are now living under some false conception. So when one gives up this all false conception, that is called mukti. Mukti hitva anatha rupam sarupena avasthiti. And when one is situated in his original constitutional position, giving up all false notions, he is liberated. That is liberation. Liberation is not very difficult. Simply, there is another verse that by awakening knowledge, one becomes liberated. But what is that knowledge? This knowledge is very simple. God is great. We are small. We are His part and parcel. Therefore, it is our duty to serve Him. Two lines, liberation. Instead of undergoing so much difficult process, if simply you understand these two lines, God is great. I am very small. He is the supreme proprietor and master. He is supplying us all necessities of life. Therefore, our duty is to serve Him. That's all. Now, if anyone present here can challenge this statement, is there anyone? No. You cannot challenge. This is the fact. Simply we are under false impression that I am this, I am that. Alas, I am God. I am God. What kind of God you are? If you get immediately little toothache, you go to physician God. The dentist God. And you are claiming that you are God. This is called Maya. This is called Maya. There is a verse that Pisachi Kaile Jano Motichana Hoy. Maya Gosto Jivere Sei Dasha Upar. There is a Pisachi means ghost. When one man is ghostly haunted, he speaks so many nonsense. Similarly, when one is entangled by the illusory energy, Maya, he also speaks all nonsense. At last he speaks that I am God. That is the last layer of Maya. They cannot be liberated because they are under the false impression. Still, anyone who is under the false impression or anyone who is attracted by false knowledge, he is under the clutches of Maya. When there is right knowledge, right conception of life, then one is liberated. That is called Brahma-bhuta. And Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Brahma-bhuta prasanna-atma. As soon as you get right knowledge, you become jolly. First jolliness is due to, oh, I was in such false notion, so long. Oh, how fool are you? Then you become happy. That now I am no longer fool. You are thinking that I am God. But now I can understand that I am God's eternal servant. That gives him liberation and becomes prasanna atma, jolly. Because that is the right situation. Brahma bhuta prasanna atma. Na sochati na kaansati. Na sochati. He has no lamentation. Because if anyone knows that I am a small, particle, spiritual spark, and protected by the Supreme Lord, then where there is a scope of my lamentation? Just like a small child, so long he knows that my father is standing by me, I am free. Nobody can touch my body. Because he is confident that if there is any danger, my father is there. Similarly, this surrender means completely to have faith that I am no danger. Because God, Krishna is protecting me. I am now fully surrendered. Prasanna. That is called Prasanna. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna. Na sochati na kankhati. He has no lamentation. And he has no desire also. Nakankati. He is anchoring after some. The whole material world. One who is not God conscious is simply hankering. Or if he loses something, he's lament. There is two businesses there. But a God conscious person, Krishna conscious person, has no lamentation, no hankering. If anything is lost, he knows that it is God's will, God's desire is, that's all. And he knows that everything is provided by God. Why shall I hanker? Na sochati na kankhati. Samasarvesi bhuteshu, then universal brother. As I am part and parcel of God, my brother is also, my friend is also, the dog is also like that, the cow is also like that. They're all part and parcel of God, spiritual spark. Therefore, they're all equal. Why shall I envy him? Why shall I utilize him? Why shall I trouble him? So these good consciousness, good qualities automatically develop. Rāva bhaktasya kuto mahatma, jasyāsi bhakti bhagavata kincha. Anyone who has developed Krishna consciousness, all the good qualities of the demigods will manifest in his body. Jasyāsi bhakti bhagavata kincha. Sarvaigunaitatra samāsati sudā. The demigods are supposed to be very highly qualified. So all the godly or demigodly qualities will manifest. They are vanshakalputarbhusya-kripa-sindhu-bhayavat. Ede vasna becomes the oath and a mercy to others. They are going door to door. Please be Krishna conscious. You will be happy. Actually that is the fact. So who can be merciful than these Vaishnavas? They are giving the right contribution to the society. They need it. So, simply by God consciousness, simply by Krishna consciousness, we can develop all the good qualities, we can conquer over all reactions of our sinful life. Simply, we have to follow the regulative principles, as they are enjoined by the acharyas, as they are in a very simple method, and by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra as much as possible, then we keep the standard. We keep the standard means we keep ourselves in liberated state. Simply we have to be cautious that Maya or material consists of life may not again attack. So, that says, na tatha jagaman rajan priyata tattapadhi jatha krishnartita prana. Anyone who has dedicated himself, his life to Krishna, nata jatha krishnartita prana stat purusa nisivaya. How one can become dedicated to Krishna? Tat purusa nisevaya. That Supreme Personality being served. being nisewa, by serving. You can simply, by least sympathy, you cannot say that now I have dedicated my life to Krishna. No, that's all right. But you have to keep the standard of surrender by nisevaya, by serving. Sevan mukhehi jivadu swamiva. As you serve, as you go on serving the Supreme Lord, so he becomes revealed within your heart. So by your service, he will reveal himself. So Krishna Pita Prana Tatpurusa Nisevaya. We should remember this. That our business is that we should be dedicated to Krishna. Our life, everything should be dedicated to Krishna. And how it can be possible? Tatpurusa Nisevaya. Simply by serving the Supreme Personality. So this program, this devotional service, morning, from morning till night, is simply how to serve Him. The more we serve, then we become dedicated to Krishna. And Krishna says on the Bhagavad Gita, the same thing, Tisam satatajuktanam bhajatang pritipurvatam. Persons who are 24 hours engaged. Satatajuktanam. Satata means 24 hours. Not that 5 minutes or 15 minutes meditation and then do all answers. No. 24 hours. One should be engaged in the service of the Lord. 24 hours. That we have to. Whatever he knows, whatever talent he has got, use for Krishna. Very 24 hours engagement. Either Sravanam Kirtanam Vishna Smaranam Padasevanam Achanam Bandhanam Dasam Sattam Matma Nivedanam. There are 9 processes. So keep yourself always engaged in either of these 9 processes. That is 24 hours engaged. Satatam, Tikam Satatujuktala. One who is always engaged in Krishna's service. How? Bhajatana priti purvakam. Not that, it is disgusting. No, priti, with love. Of course, it may be disgusting in the beginning, but as you make progress in service, you'll find it pleasing, not disgusting. That is the test that you have developed. When you do not feel disgusted in the service, in executing the service of the law, that means you have made progress. The material service becomes disgust. Just like, for example, here is Krishna's name, Hare Krishna. Throughout one's life, 24 hours, he is chanting Hare Krishna, but it is not disgusting. But take any material name, and chanting 3 times, he becomes Jesus. This is a fact. But these boys, these girls, throughout their life, will go on chanting Hare Krishna, will never be disgusted, but they will chant more and more. So this is pretty. The more you chant, the more you become attached. Let me chant more. Not disgusted. But let me chant more. This is called priti. Similarly, any service of the Lord, this is service by Sravanam and Kirtanam. That is the beginning. Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smarana. Then always remembering Krishna. When you are perfect in chanting and hearing, then you will always remember Krishna. That means in the third stage, you become the greatest yogi. Because Krishna says, yoginamati sarvisam madgata antanatma sadhyavan bhajati juma. One is always engaged. So Krishna says, tisang satatu juktanam bhajatang priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogantam. Then Krishna reveals and gives his intelligence. You do like this, you do like this. Why Krishna gives intelligence? Jina maam upajanti te. He gives such intelligence by which he makes progress for reaching Krishna. Not for going to hell. He is given intelligence for making progress to approach Krishna, not that turn back Krishna and go to hell. No. That intelligence is not given by Krishna. So, here also the same thing is stated. Jatha Krishna chuta prana sat purusa nisivaya sadhri sinan siyang lupa pantha kiva utova sushila sadhavo jatra narayana parayana. Now, Sukadeva Goswami says, this is the perfect way for our ultimate goodness, okay? Akutobha, without any fearfulness. In any action you do, there is some fearfulness, whether it will be successful or not. If I fail, but if you take to devotional service, then it is akutobha. Akutobha, there is no fear. No fear because anything material you do, unless you come to the perfectional point, whatever you have done, that is all gone to hell. Suppose you are trying to construct a nice factory, but if you do not come to the ultimate end, the factory cannot be started. If in the middle you have no money or somehow or other the factory construction is stopped, then whatever money you invested, that is gone to hell. But Krishna consciousness is so nice that whatever you have done in this life, 1%, 2%, 10%, 50%, if you can execute 10%, then the whole life is perfect. But even if you do not come to the perfectional point, whatever you have done, that is your permanent asset. Next life you begin from that point. These things are stated in the Bhagavad Gita. And Arjuna inquired that if one cannot finish the whole course of Jula system, what happens to him? He assured that whatever he has done, that remains his permanent asset. Now, from next life, he begins, suppose he has finished 50%, from the next life, he begins from 51%. But for the karmis, whatever they have done in this life, whatever they have earned, suppose by working very hard, you got millions of dollars, but you cannot take it away. It is left here and go. You cannot take. But Krishna consciousness activities, the result you take with you and next life again begin. So we should not wait for next life. We should try to fulfill the mission of Krishna consciousness in this life so that as assured by Krishna, Kapta Dehang Punar Janmanai. After leaving this body, he does not come again to this material world. Mamati, he comes to me. Thank you very much.